And Baba has said that, yes, of course, the court of the God-man needs to be guarded and watched, and it has fixed times. God is all-pervading, and for a temple, as you said, you see, there is no restriction. Any hour of the time, any hour of the day, any hour of the night, you see, you can even break a coconut on the head of God, you see. You can throw vermilion powder on him, you know, the traditional way, Dick. He's a doctor in sociology, you see. So he must know these traditional habits, that's why I'm addressing him. So the thing is that, you know, there are 33 crores of gods here in India, you know. And naturally there's no place where he's not really speaking. That's why we name him as 33 crores. He is the all per...
330 million.
It is traditional crores, not crows. Crores.
I thought that was an odd
figure, sir. Yeah. It is said so.
Besides the 800 million people, yeah, that's yeah.
So what happened is that Baba once remarked, same thing how our brother Paramanand remarked, that there should be no time. The doors of the temple of God, you see, should be kept open for all to enter. There is no differentiation, no distinction between caste, creed, man, woman, child, beggar, rich, emperor, nothing. Baba says, true, it is so. It must be so. It has to be, because for God, it's all right. But for God-man, must be restricted. The time is that, because God-man is He. Is God having become man. The unlimited has taken upon himself the limitations of humankind. And where the limitations are there, then the barriers come in. The time factor, the space, the house, the door, the gate, the watchman, everything is there. Has to be so. So at the gate of the God-man, there is bound to be a watchman. So here at the Brother Paramanand, there is a tree there.
Yeah.
Where a mango tree. Yeah. It's about hundreds of yards from here. So there a small cabin was constructed and boards were always put. One thing with this advent at this time is that there were restrictions for people to come here. Boards were put, no disturbance, please don't come in unless I invite you all to come, don't disturb me, don't come. So people were always pushed away from him instead of propagating and propaganding, you see, to bring them in. So that's how it was. So he had kept watches over there. So nobody should come, nobody should disturb him. That's how it was. So that, at that time, there was one person who flared up like that when the watchman, and he was the judge, you see. And he came and he says, what is this? The door of God's door should not be closed to anybody. What is this watchkeeping and all that? At that time, Baba said this. That he came and reported to Baba that she stopped me and all that. All that he did was, please be standing here, I'll go and ask his permission, whether he permits you to come or not. That was the only thing he said, but he didn't like it. And he flared up like anything, you see. And he continued to flare up. So he came running and said, this is the thing, should I permit him to come and allow him to come. So that's when he came. That's how it was. He said that. But luckily for him, he kept quiet, you know. And that's why this is a greater thing than that man. Mm-hmm. You see, that's how it is. So Baba said that.
Yeah, but even in the Hindu religion, it's a fact that, you see, there was, before you go to God, there were two watchmen, Jaya and Vijay.
Yeah, Jaya.
You must have, you know. And anybody used to go, Jaya and Vijay used to stop them. Mm. So one of the rishi went to meet God. But he got annoyed with them, and he cursed them, that you go and take the demon's three births, and then you will come back to God. Right? And he goes to God, and sticks his foot on his head. Do you know what God says? You must have got a lot of pain in your foot, because my chest is harder than a stone. He had gone to test who is the real God. So he had gone first to, you see, what you call Mahadev. He showed anger. He's not the God. Then he went to Brahma. He said, oh, you can't come here before me. You stay there, Baba. That means he said he's not awesome. When he went to really God, he hit him with his foot and God said, no.
Oh, you must have hurt your foot.
Then he said, he came back to the world and said, God is really Vishnu.
Vishnu means the God-man.
That's the Brahma. That's in our prayer, you see.
Vishnu is the one who takes
Vishnu
the form.
But here he says you're Parabrahma.
Yeah.
Whatever, the Parabrahma is the only word.
Yeah.
This whole world
is
Parabrahma is a man, is a God who has created this Brahma.
Yeah.
This is called Brahma.
Yeah.
And he's Parabrahma. Even Baba has said.
Yeah.
So, with God you can do anything. You can, image of God, you break the coconut as an offering, you throw rice, you throw vermilion powder. It doesn't matter. On the contrary, the devotee feels that he has propitiated the deity and he feels happy and he asks for the blessings in lieu of all the things that he does, you see. Breaking the coconut on the feet, mind you, like that, or throwing this or that. Anything, you can do anything there. But with the God-man, there must be this. There is discipline, there is restriction, there is limitation, and all that.
But that is so far the God man can say. Yeah. But with the God, God will say, you don't bring anything to me, come with love. If you come with love, I don't need anything in your hands, not even a flock.